Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Dr. Tong, Yiwing Tong, MD. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
We have, as always, an exciting show prepared for you today. But just to reiterate, like we always do, our message is to let you know that chronic disorders can be cured without use of drugs and surgery, the chronic use of drugs and surgery.
That means that after a certain number of treatment, you don't need our treatment, you don't need any drugs, you don't need any other treatment, you'll be symptom-free, and you want to have long-term cure, our first visit before our treatment, we teach you what you were doing wrong, what you were eating wrong, okay?
Right.
And then if you adhere to the diet they recommend, you can get a permanent cure.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that we focus on actually a lot, especially recently I found, is we also hone in onto some emotional issues that you may have. Because a lot of the times when people are sick, they have an emotional disconnection from their body. That may be from stress, depression, frustration, sadness, any emotional trauma you may have had in the past that you have not dealt with properly will also cause you to have some physical ailments.
Yeah, in fact, that's a large percent. I would say 80-90%. Okay,
I agree.
It's the emotional trash that you hold onto your body that weaken you, and the physical trauma or the toxin that you get in or the bad food you get in are just the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in their modern life are too stressed out, and the stress is what makes you weaken. The weakening of your health is the primary cause of your symptoms.
Right.
The cause of all symptoms are because you're weaker.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And that's usually from stress. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Our number is 714-556-8664. We have some exciting things coming in the next couple of months. We are working on a YouTube project where we will be broadcasting hundreds of cases
in videotapes.
On video, and also our radio shows will also be on YouTube.
Exactly.
So people will see that everything can be treated, most everything, chronic, especially chronic disorders, and cured, right? And
Alzheimer can be cured. Multiple sclerosis can be cured.
Asthma,
infertility,
right? Asthma, yeah. Allergies, infertility, any kind of pain, depression, which a lot of people have, and
on our YouTube program, I'll be giving a series of lectures, okay, to explain how this works. So now, for the first time, you can see how disease can be cured and do not keep on listening to the main medical profession that you have to live your pain. You don't have to live your pain, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, everything can be cured.
Right. And I kind of want to maybe go over a case that we had actually a couple months ago that was in June. Darlene from Long Beach, she was diagnosed with lupus 20 years ago. She also has a history of asthma, seizures. She had 3 heart attacks, strokes, glaucoma. And she was basically bedridden last year, put on a very high dose of prednisone for 6 months, couldn't get off of that and was still in a lot of pain, hospitalized a couple times. And then she went to a rheumatologist who put her on methotrexate for the lupus. But still, she did not have any relief. And on top of that, she was also on morphine patch, Cadium, and also NSAIDs. Nothing helped.
You forgot to mention that she started acupuncture treatment.
Oh, correct.
And osteopathic treatment,
right.
When?
10 years ago.
Ten years ago.
She started osteopathic manipulative treatment and acupuncture for 10 years, yeah. Which did relieve her pain, but she, you know, it wasn't...
It doesn't make any difference because she still need to take the medication.
Right.
And last October, she had to go to the emergency room every 2 weeks.
Right.
So it was not helping that much.
Right.
And the last thing is that this is your patient.
Right. This is my patient.
Yeah. Yes, it's not mine. I have not touched this patient. Okay,
right.
Now tell us what you did for her and what happened.
Right. So I started treating her in February, and slowly she started getting better. I got her off of all her medication except for her patch, which she was originally using every 3 days, 70 micrograms, and now she only uses it once a week. And her activity of daily living has increased. She can open jars now. She can take her own shower. She can walk. She goes to physical therapy. She hasn't been to the emergency room in a couple months, actually.
Actually, your description is not quite correct. After your first treatment, you never need to go to the emergency room anymore.
Right, right. She only went, well, she was hospitalized once for anemia.
That's not for pain.
That wasn't for the pain, right.
Okay.
Second thing is that,
after 5 treatments or so. After only 5 treatments, okay, most of the medication will go on. So it's not slowly. It's very fast.
Right. The medication, right.
5 treatments, right. That's 5 weeks, okay? If she got insurance, you get 2 treatments a week.
Right.
Then in 2-3 weeks, then all the medication will be gone. And you are the only one who is treating it. I had not touched her.
Right. And there was a month, actually, where I didn't even treat her at all because I wasn't at the hospital. And even during that time, she never had to go to the emergency room for a pain shot. And she was doing very well. So you can check out her show on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our first case?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have Steve with us on the line now. Welcome, Steve.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Steve. Yes.
Hi. Tell us where you're from and what you do.
Well, I am from Southern California in Fullerton.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm doing substitute teaching in elementary school.
Okay.
And you used to be a therapist. Yes.
Yeah, I used to be in psychotherapy, marriage and family counseling for 13 years.
Oh.
I had my office here in Fullerton.
Ah, interesting.
Yes.
Stressful,
I'm sure. Professional. Yeah, stressful, but professional, yes.
Okay. So why don't you give us a little history of your journey before you got to our office?
Your problems.
Well, it's somewhat a long story. I tried to make it short. I came in with original complaint of a persisting backache,
mm-hmm.
and it's been there for years, coming and going, and I've had some chiropractic treatment for it, must have been a good 10 years ago, but it didn't do me much good. It went away, I must say,
mm-hmm.
and it returned about a good 3 years ago or so.
Okay.
And it's been picking up more often. It would go away for a few days, and it would come back for 3-4 days, and it would go away for a week or two or three. Even.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pain experience in the lower back at the spine, not at the side of the spine.
Okay.
And I would feel this only after I'd wake up in the morning. And it felt like I strained myself the day before, but I actually haven't, the day before, the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
mm-hmm.
like that. And
mm-hmm.
Then I had this other unusual problem, and I've had since age 11 when I fell in an accident in the classroom. I was running. That's a note to all students. Don't run around the classroom. And a little girl has tripped me deliberately, and I fell on my elbow, shattering my right elbow
on a
tile floor, a ceramic tile floor. It turned backward, and when it was reset after it was taken out of the cast, my arm is somewhat crooked. The bone was twisted when it was set in. It pinched a nerve. It didn't hamper me in any way working, but if I hold my arm in any one position for some extended time, let's say like 10 minutes, mm-hmm. sometimes less than, would only take like 5 minutes, in any one position without moving, like if I am reading a book and holding a book,
mm-hmm.
or if I am just leaning on the table, or if I'm laying down in bed, have my hand either at my side or on my chest, or it would start, my little finger would go numb.
Okay.
And now it would go numb, but the part of the hand that leads up to it would go numb, and then the numbness would extend up into my arm and become very, very painful after a while. If I just didn't shake my arm out, I literally had to have my hand hang and just shake it. That would be the only thing that make it go away. And that's been there since I was 11 years old.
So how many years is that?
Well, I'm 62 now.
Oh, okay.
So 50 years.
Yeah, it's been there, yes.
Okay. 51 years.
Constantly. It would not go away.
And okay. Did you do anything for that, or you just live with it?
I didn't have anything done with it because I didn't want my hand rebroken or my arm rebroken.
Right, correct.
Because I've been told what needs to be done.
Right, and it might not necessarily help it anyway, even if they did that.
So. And there's no guarantee because it's a complex fracture.
Correct.
Of the joint.
Mm-hmm.
I almost guarantee that I can get rid of your pain. I don't guarantee, but I almost guarantee. I told you that I can fix it.
Nothing's 100%, but...
Yeah. So how was my first treatment?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest surprise was that I actually tested holding my hand after the treatment.
Yes.
Very
I
good.
I laid down and hold my hand on my chest, like always, and wait about 10 minutes. See if that numbness comes back. And if I was going to give this a numerical rating of the numbness that came back, and mind you, it did come back, but I would give it like a 1/10, maybe 1/15.
Of what it was.
So less than 10%, yeah.
And it was like a shadow of what used to be there.
Just like a very, very faint
hint of it there.
Right.
80% of it is gone. And the good news is that since that time, and let's say I was in 2 days ago now, because that pain has, and that numbness has not come back. I've not experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
So the shadow, even that shadow is gone too?
Even that shadow is gone.
Oh, my goodness. And this is after one treatment. You've had only one treatment.
That's
51 years of problem. Now, I want to teach you the other thing right here, okay? So you think it's pinched nerve? I didn't touch your nerve, okay?
Well, that's what I think it was, because my arm actually turned backwards during that accident, and it... And when somebody looks at my arm is actually a bit crooked because the elbow joint wasn't set right.
Okay, Steve, I want you to learn this, okay? The pain is not caused by a pinched nerve. It's caused by a blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I clear the blockage.
Right.
Nothing anatomically has changed at all.
Right.
Your nerve still trapped with all the muscle and everything else. Okay, but because I clear the blockage, clear the circulation, now you've got good cushions. Just like we are all sitting down right now,
right.
And we don't have sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our sciatica is being pinched by all the muscle. Okay, but you've got a blockage. Your muscle around the sciatic nerve is tight.
Will spasm around
and when you sit on it, okay, you're going to get pain.
It'll hurt the pain, correct.
That's caused by a blockage.
Right.
Everything's caused by a blockage. And that's what I'm going to explain in my YouTube program.
Mm-hmm. Now, how's your back pain?
It makes sense, I tell you.
Yes, it makes sense, right? Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, how about your back pain?
The back pain, I've not experienced it since the treatment.
Fantastic. So every morning you get it, now you don't, okay? But the biggest thing, Steve, okay, let me tell you, okay, you said you were angry. and you were stressed out.
Like
okay,
pretty uptight, I must say.
So, exactly.
I was very irritable. My wife would tell me, everything irritates you.
So how about your wife? What did she say?
And
so how about your wife? What did she observe the
how
last
do you feel
two,
now?
2 days?
She said, well, I am very hopeful about this Dr. Tong. Because
maybe you can give me some free rent to come to your house.
Like I said.
If this is the change so far, who knows what else is going to be happening.
Right.
Exactly.
After one treatment, I mean, imagine.
Only better and
right.
better.
Yeah. You only get better. And yes, I mean, you sound brighter and everything.
So you're not as angry now, right?
Not.
Oh,
well,
good.
I tell you, I'm not one of those people who goes into sensationalism and mm-hmm. overkill.
Yeah, you're a therapist.
In expressions or ascribing things that are not there. And
I
must say I'm really impressed. I am impressed.
Thank you, yeah. One treatment. See, you couldn't be one of those wackos because you have a practice being a therapist for over 10 years, you say?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be good, you know. You cannot hold a practice for that long,
right? I mean,
without being legitimate,
good,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
And know how to relate to people and know about, you know, human psyche. Whatnot.
But what happened was that you care too much and you hold on to it.
Right.
Okay, the pinched nerve is along your heart channel.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So you have been aggravating all this blockage with your care.
Right.
So you should be care but detached.
Yeah, it's very hard, especially when you're a therapist. Yes,
easy to say, but not easy to do.
When you become involved in your patient's care too, it almost it attaches to you as well. So that's probably what happened.
I believe it because there are many fold causations
to
everything, and obviously this is something that I've been not conscious of. Now, let's see, clients and patients, of course, I'm very concerned about them. Because if I'm not concerned about them, I won't be effective at all.
I have to be.
Yes, you have to be.
And it did obviously affect me and does affect me.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us. Your story
thanks.
Is great. It's amazing. And hopefully we'll have you on again to track your improvement.
In fact, Steve is going to be one of our YouTube video.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Well, your story is amazing. So we will talk to you soon again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
I look forward to it.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. We just had on the line with us Steve from Fullerton. He had a history of back pain persistently for the past 10 years, as well as a numbness in his finger for 50 years from an injury when he was young. Also was a psychotherapist for 13 years, harbored a lot of anger, irritability, and frustration. And he's had one treatment from Dr. Tong. No more pain in his back. The numbness also has left his finger, and he's feeling happy, light, more chipper, like he said in the beginning.
He used to be very angry all the time.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Yeah, how would you like to go to an angry therapist?
I don't think it would be very effective. Let's get to our next guest. All right. Welcome, Peggy, to our show. Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Hello. Right. Yes.
How are you doing? You sound great.
I sound really good.
I feel
really good. I feel better than I've felt in a long, long time.
Okay. Yes, why don't you give us a little history, where you're from, what you do, and then kind of what you've been suffering from for the past however long you've been suffering from them.
Well, I live in Long Beach, and I've been a flight attendant for 22 years.
Okay.
In my 30s, I ended up with a pinched nerve in my neck, which sent me to a chiropractor, and I've been going to them for 15 years. And I finally gave up on chiropractors when I found anti-inflammatories.
Uh-oh.
However, that just masked the problem.
Yes.
And then sooner or later, that didn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, I found a lady that had gone to Dr. Tong, and she shared with me that he was very special, and he was, you know, could do a lot for me. So I...
Will you say that louder?
Oh, yeah. It said that, you know, you can go to an acupuncturist, but Dr. Tong is someone special. So I said, okay. So she said, you know, I would recommend him more than anybody else. So I went there just for my neck and back pain. That's
okay.
The only thing I went in there for.
Okay.
And came out of there with a heck of a lot more than I went in there for. And not only did I get relief from my pain in my neck, it's like completely gone.
Yeah.
And my back, I don't have any, it's just gone.
First treatment?
Yeah, I would say maybe one or two.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
And now it's been a month and I don't have any pain at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Tong, I shared with them that I had dealt with depression for 20 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's worse.
And he said, I want you to stop taking your medication, and I just had a heart attack.
Now, and how long were you on that medication for? What were you on?
I was on Lexapro at the time. Mm-hmm. I had tried other things, Prozac, Wellbutrin, and I'd always get to a point of 5 years or so, and I'd think, I got to stop taking it. I'd stop taking it, and I would go right back.
Mm-hmm.
I could not get off it. I was just conceited to... I couldn't give it up. I hated being on it. It made me feel flat. It made me feel emotionless. It made me feel just kind of, I don't know how to describe it.
I remember you telling me that you couldn't relate to people anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, there's just something like there's no connection.
Right.
I couldn't cry at sad movies. It's just feeling
that's
of cut off.
That's kind
of good. And then you tell the doctor and they just go, well, that's all we have.
Yes, and he's honest.
So what happened?
But anyway, I got scared when he said that, but I went, okay, I'm going to trust him. All right, I'm going to go for it. Well, I did go through a little bit of a withdrawal, but not too bad. And now, I mean, I wake up in the morning. I mean, I used to wake up in the morning and not want to get out of bed, and now I sleep straight through the night. I wake up in the morning, I want to get out of bed. I actually can cry at, like, sad things on television or something happens, I can feel it.
Yes.
It's important. That's important to feel.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling things and the thing that would send me back to medication is no longer there. It's like I would get to this point where I'd feel all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then I would go back to the medication because I'd all of a sudden go down into a depression again.
Right. It's like it overwhelmed you, all the feelings maybe.
Mm. I don't know what it was, but it was just I'd panic and I'd run back and I'd feel like I'd lost the battle again.
And now do you feel that?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I can't believe it. I've gotten through the little bit of the withdrawal and I'm out of that. It's been a while and I'm waiting for something to happen.
It won't happen. It's not possible. You know, it won't happen anymore.
We can hear your smile. We can hear your smile.
Yeah, I've been seeing you smiling the last few times, and you just look so much younger and more prettier.
Right, and your eyes, too. Even
yes.
Luana, our office manager, said your eyes are brighter.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Shining.
There's
with
life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Life in it. We also treated you for hot flashes. How's that going?
The hot flashes of, you know, in the middle of the night are gone. I used to have the thing that put me on estrogen, the main thing was insomnia. That's one of the big menopause things that will push you to that. And I sleep more sound now than I have ever slept. I always used to wake up in the middle of the night and for some reason crave carbohydrates.
Yes.
I'd have to eat something or I'd wake up two or three times. And I thought that was okay. I was sleeping. But now I go to bed. I sleep straight through the night. I don't wake up at all. I don't need anything to eat.
Right. And your sugar cravings, how are those?
Oh, they've gone way down.
Yes.
I mean,
excellent.
I could possibly think of. And now one of the newest things is I get up to drink coffee, and I'm almost to the point where I don't even want it anymore.
Mm.
Wow.
Because it just somehow feels like it's dragging me down rather than, it's like I feel like, well, it's almost time to let go of this.
Yeah.
I've been hooked on coffee. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I could ever feel that.
It's like you're detoxing, basically. You're ridding yourself of all that stuff.
I want you to tell the listener that I'm not taking you out for lunch to say for saying that.
Yeah, I think I am, right?
So you're taking me out for lunch.
Recently, I just had some surgery on my foot, and
right.
From laying around in bed, I was on Percocet just to get rid of the pain, and I went in to see Dr. Lane, Dr. Tong's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I had back pain, and after one session, it's completely gone.
Oh.
Including your foot pain, right?
Oh, my foot is healing great. I mean, I'm walking on it like I've got tennis shoes the doctor gave me. I'm walking all over on it.
Yeah, let me tell you, yeah. If we did not treat you after your surgery, you're going to take 6 weeks at least.
Yeah, you'll be in a lot
pain
a lot longer.
And healing, mm-hmm. okay? What our treatment does is improve circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And the circulation holds your soul, holds your chi.
Right.
And what I put in the first couple of times is your soul of your heart, which deal with love and joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the organic heart that have any feeling at all. The organic heart have nothing.
Right.
Okay. In fact, I read a recent story that some guy had a heart transplant, and after the heart transplant, an artificial
mm-hmm.
heart, he couldn't love.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to love his grandkids and kids. He couldn't. So after 7 years living with no emotion, he died feeling no love, feeling nothing.
Oh, that's so sad.
Very sad. No kidding.
Yeah, another thing is, too, when I treated you the other day, I never even touched your foot where you had the surgery either. So it's just treating the whole body, getting the circulation through the whole body that's also, you know, giving you the pain relief from the foot.
And
yeah, I could feel a little tingling in my foot when you were giving me the back treatment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Peggy, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's wonderful. We're so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Yes.
So we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Mm.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong, Yiwing Tong, MD, and I am Dr. Elaine Tong. We had with us just on the line Peggy from Long Beach, suffering from neck pain for 30 years, back pain, depression for 20 years, on medication for 20 years, hot flashes. After about 1 or 2 months of treatment, all of that is completely gone.
Most of it were gone within the first couple of treatments.
Few treatments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Stay tuned. We will have a YouTube channel opening up. Also is Dr. Tong in about a month. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.